Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. How is everyone doing today? And let's just get right into it because we are joined by I always butcher every name. Patrick Simpson, not butchering that name, and Paul Attiou.
Attiou. Yeah, Attiou. You're fine.
Not bad, right?
Mine though, Patrick.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. No, it's not, is it?
Don't listen to him. He's fine.
It's all good.
I call him Patrick. You just call me.
How long have you guys been married? I was going to say, after a certain number of years, you could just call him anything you want, right?
Exactly. Well, we're actually engaged. We have not been officially married.
I'm only engaged.
Yes.
This is not a wedding ring.
How long have you been engaged?
Been together 16 years. It'll be 17 years in July.
Yeah. Wow.
And we got engaged on e-television 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yeah. When it was legal. When it first became legal, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. When it first became legal. He shut down all of Rodeo Drive. I have to tell you the story because it's like everybody goes crazy over it and goes, oh my God, he had the best proposal ever.
I did.
I did. I totally did. Even Kim K commented on it. He shut down all of Drive because where is it, you know, at Rodeo on Dayton down the street from Louis Vuitton. And so he shut down all of Rodeo and got down on one knee in front of Cartier. And then, you know, hello.
And then is the ring Cartier?
Yes, it's from Sierra.
Yep.
They make it for Cartier.
It's only 20
carats, so I want something bigger for
the same jeweler, Sierra, that did it, did Elizabeth Taylor's ring, did Kim Kardashian's first ring.
Yeah.
And how did Kim Kardashian comment on this engagement?
Well, because, you know, they're E! Television family. And when this was on E! Television, it was on the show. They're like, yeah. That bitch.
In a nice mess.
I'm like, that's right. You know, what? You know, I was a pretty woman. I'm a simple boy from Beverly Hills. What are you going to do?
You are not a simple boy from Beverly Hills.
I am. David, look at me. Don't I look simple to you? I'm so simple.
Yeah. Wow. I make
simple frocks, you know, for all the women. So I'm very simple.
Speaking of which, if you're not a simple boy from Beverly Hills, where are you guys each from originally?
Oh, he's from Orange County.
Yep.
And I'm from, I was born in Kuwait. But
okay.
Then I moved here when I was very young. And then so I grew up in LA. So I'm from Beverly Hills.
But so I'm an OC.
We like the OC. There's nothing wrong with the OC.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I don't like the OC.
Well, there's a couple of reasons.
Well, when was you been in Beverly Hills? You don't want to go anywhere else. It's like the perfect place to be. How do you compare that to anything? You can't.
You can't.
I mean, do you guys just love living in Beverly Hills?
Yeah. So it's like the best place to be. We've traveled. We were counting since we've been on coronavirus. Yeah, because we haven't been able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
We've counted that we've traveled to over 60 countries.
Yeah.
together.
And last year alone, we traveled to 17 countries.
Because every month we go to a different country.
Yeah.
And I so, talk.
But no. We decided we're going to buy our house in Bali.
Yes.
We're going to get like a quaint, small, simple, on the ocean,
absolutely,
maybe 12,000 square feet with only three housekeepers. So there's not that much rush around the property.
Exactly.
And just settle down there for a few months out of the year.
I love Bali.
Just a little something. I talk all the time. I've been to 55 countries. So it's hard to meet people that have been to more countries. So I'm very impressed. That's a
crazy,
lot.
Crazy, right?
It's crazy. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. American Airlines actually called us and goes, yeah, I said, what are you going to do with my miles and then my status?
He was so worried about his status with coronavirus.
Me, you. I was trying to make sure that he was on the same level. Because he likes going through that red freaking door.
Yes, if I don't go through the red door, I just don't feel special.
How is LA now? Is it like still like kind of locked down? Or Beverly Hills?
Yeah. Beverly Hills, there's nothing outside. There's nothing happening. Right. Locked. If I flip the computer around, you'll see
everything is dark.
It's all shut down
but
still.
Beverly Hills was the first city in Los Angeles County to shut down and shut all the businesses down. And we're the first city also that started the face mask wearing in Beverly Hills. And then all the stores were shut down. And it was crazy because we came in and we drove down Rodeo Drive and I'd never seen anything like it. I felt like I was in like an episode of The Walking Dead. Where everything was just totally shut down. The stores were boarded up, emptied. It was crazy. I'd never seen anything like it in Beverly Hills.
This is for when you feel like, it's one of those.
We're going to get into your masks. Trust me. Well, I'm like in New York City and it's just as bad. I mean, New York is like a ghost town. Today I'm in Connecticut. That's why I'm not. This is the first day I came to visit friends in Connecticut, in Greenwich. And like, this is the first time I've like kind of left my three block radius in like 3 months.
Cocoon.
Is New York still shut down?
Yeah,
it's completely shut down. I mean, the trains are working. I like took a train out here. It wasn't busy.
Okay.
You know, it's like there were probably like six people on each train car, which is almost more than I expected, to be honest with you.
Well, let me tell you go a couple of blocks the other way in West Hollywood and a couple of blocks that way to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Everybody's half naked out on the streets with no masks going, woo, it's party time.
I don't know. It's a little scary though. He doesn't like they're okay. They opened the restaurants last week in LA. Some of the restaurants for like curbside pickup or you can dine. But we were looking at it and it was, I don't want to go to a restaurant. Like the atmosphere of going to a restaurant is to meet new people, talk to the table next to you.
I want to be groped and touched. So I want people standing next to me.
And it just seems like it's different now after coronavirus, how they're going to separate all the tables. You got to be 6 feet apart. And there's just no,
the energy's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I mean, I'm across the street from the Drago Brothers and they have 30 restaurants in the city and around LA. And three of them, El Pasteo, Via El Oro, Sion, they're all here.
Yep.
And you don't see anybody in them. It's like desolate.
And usually they're
so empty.
They're packed every
day.
There's
people waiting on the sidewalk to be able to get in and there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
I've never seen it like this.
Wow.
I've been in Beverly Hills for over 27 years. I've had the store for over 27 years at this point. So I've been at the same location for all the time that I've been in Beverly Hills and never seen it.
Pretty crazy.
Where did you guys meet? Like, how did you guys meet way back when?
We met in your city. We met in New York.
I was doing Fashion Week at Bryant Park because I used to do Mercedes Fashion Week. I used to open Fashion Week every year in New York, in France, and in LA. So when I was in New York, I was doing a bunch of interviews with Style. Back in the day when the Style Network used to be Style Network. I was Dial and all the other fashion networks that were there.
Yeah.
And he was there.
I was the president of the Modeling Association of America. And my previous partner had died the year before. So I was not ready for dating, not ready for nothing. Did not know how I was going to move on with my life. And I feel like he sent him, Paul, to me.
Well, he came into our friend's studio where I was doing a bunch of the interviews. He's a fashion photographer.
Yep.
He was on America's Top Model. And he came, it was like, you have to realize that he was doing the photography for all the new collection. I'm doing interviews. There's models everywhere, boys, girls, they're, I don't know, all the things that they were doing. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say what I witnessed while I was there.
You can say anything.
It's like New York. Like, it doesn't get any better than this, right? I'm right on at Fifth Avenue off at Bryant Park.
Yep.
He walks in with his trench coat. He's got his little trio. He's all electronic. He's like 6'2 and a half, blonde, blue eyes. I'm like going, wait, what just happened to me? I couldn't even focus on anything anymore. And I ignored him for an hour.
Then he kept staring at me the whole night.
I couldn't help it. Look at him. He's gorgeous, right? How do you not stop staring at him? None of those models even mattered to me at that point. Then finally, he grabbed me.
I just grabbed him. Okay, I'm like, okay, I'm done with this guy staring at me all night. So I just grabbed him.
You were. Shut up. You were staring at him.
Grabbed him, pulled him into the bathroom, and just gave him a kiss.
But the bathroom looks like a jungle. Because it looks like a whole jungle scene, right?
It was a set. It was like a photography set in the bathroom.
So he pushed me against the wall. He towers over me. He gives me this passionate kiss.
In the Amazon jungle.
And I just melted it. I'm like, oh my God, who is this God from heaven that just got to send it all over me right now? Oh my God.
Then I'm like, okay, let's go out. Let's go have a drink. I don't drink. I'm like, what do you mean you don't drink? Everybody drinks. No, I don't drink. I go, well, let's just go have a coffee or something. He goes, no, wait.
I'm like, it's 1:30 in the morning. I don't want to go anywhere with you. Wait.
New York is open 24 hours. What do you mean you don't want to go anywhere with me? His question to me, go ahead.
I said, where are you staying? What hotel? He goes, we're not going to go to the hotel, so it doesn't matter. I said, but it matters to me. I want to know if you're not a crazy axe murderer.
Right.
He goes, but what does it matter what hotel I'm staying, and if I'm a crazy axe murderer?
If I'm not,
it does. It totally does. I need to know.
If I'm not inviting you back to my hotel, why do you need to know where I'm staying?
So finally he realized I wasn't going to go anywhere until he told me. He goes, I'm staying at the Waldorf. And he thought I was going to be so over the moon impressed. Like, oh my God, he's staying at the Waldorf. God, ooh, I got to bow down to this guy. I said,
well, it's not Motel 6, hello, or Holiday Inn. It's the Waldorf.
True.
Are you in the regular section or are you in the towers? He goes, what? That fucking question.
Nobody's ever asked me that in my life. I said I have a one-bedroom suite in the towers.
With my own key card.
Bitch. I put bitch at the end of it.
Shut up. No, you did not.
And then the rest was his. You could say anything you want here.
Okay.
No, and then you know what? It just, I don't know. You think about it and you think I was being arrogant or snobby, but when I first met him, I was so tingled all over. I had butterflies in my stomach. I was nervous. I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. I never thought I could feel this way. I was sweating. I don't sweat. We work out and I don't sweat. That's just not my DNA. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, I should not be feeling this.
And it was weird for me because, again, I had lost my partner before, so I was not ready for a relationship. I was not ready to start something new. But I really sent Paul to me because I was just gravitated towards Paul. And the next day, he went back to Beverly Hills, and I went to Arizona, to Scottsdale.
Yeah, because he had an office.
I had an office in Scottsdale. And so we had two limousines going two separate ways, kind of waving from each other from the back windows.
Okay, so while we're leaving, this is my question to David. I said, what phone plan are you on? And he goes, what does that matter? I go, I know, he's Sprint. I said, oh, good. Cell phone to cell phone. I won't be wasting any minutes on your ass if I don't like you. So I can hang up and not worry about it.
Exactly.
Well, and like you guys lived in the same part of the world. Like, that's kind of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately. But you know what? It didn't really matter because we were so good about keeping and staying together. Like, when I got to LA, it must have been about midnight. I came into the boutique, you know, do staff whatever in the morning at like 11 o'clock. By 2 o'clock, I was on another flight to go to Arizona. Then we went to Mexico because he had a photo shoot.
But that was before, when he got to the boutique, I had the entire boutique filled with flowers.
Yeah, it was still beautiful.
Delivered to him.
It was still magical.
There was just something special.
There were so many flowers everywhere. Yeah. It was like a beautiful note that I still have that says, I mean, just, it was.
And then he called me and I'm like, I've got a photo shoot in Mexico. I'm in 3 hours. Do you want to go? He's like, let me see.
Yeah, I said, let me check my schedule real quick. Hold on.
I'm thinking to myself, this guy's such a bitch. Now he's like, I'm inviting him to Mexico. I filled his boutique with flowers and he doesn't even give me a yes.
You can't make it that easy. No. I did. I flew out within an hour and I was there. How much more? Like,
and then on?
Seriously?
And then we went to Mexico. We've been together.
I put him on hold for 20 seconds. Jesus, I should get 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Hold on for just 1 second, right? Let me check my calendar. I told my assistant, I said, how soon can we get on a flight to Arizona right now?
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Exactly. Snow White wanted to say hi. She was being a little...
Hello, Snow White. Snow White 90210, right?
Yes.
Miss Little Diva.
And what type of dog is she?
Micro mini Maltese. She's 2.5 pounds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you had your shop ever since then. Tell us about your shop in Beverly Hills. It's right on Rodeo Drive, right?
It's on Dayton at Rodeo Drive. So Rodeo goes north, south, we're east, west. So we parallel. There's two streets. It's Wilshire, Dayton, Brighton, and Santa Monica. The little triangle.
And tell everyone they need.
Catacorner from Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been here 27 years. I've done between Anna Nicole to the PD to, I don't know, Bella Thorne.
Sharon Stone. Renee Taylor. Ariel Winter. Laverne Cox. You've done them all.
I don't know. You know what? I'm in the middle of everything. So it's like, it's just a cute little store. And I asked the first lady, I said, do you think I should move, like, you know, to a bigger place and blah, blah, blah? She's like, this is so you. It's like home, Paul. Why would you want to leave? I'm coming here. What are you? I go, nothing. I'm so chill. It's
but he's been here forever. And 3 years ago, I finally convinced him to take the upstairs. We have like 30-foot ceilings. And we put a loft in. So now we've got a whole back area with a loft with a staircase that goes
up. I used to use it for storage. And it's like,
Well, now, and tell everyone what's the name of your store. And is it like appointment only or people can just walk in?
Well, it used to be appointment only because I used to have a doorbell at the front and the security. But since the last year and a half, we've had so many, like the TMZ bus, the Hollywood Tours bus, they all go in front of the store.
Well, because we film our TV show here, the name of the boutique is his name, Paul Atu, Beverly Hills. And we film our TV show Gown and Out in Beverly Hills here. Every Thursday, usually. So we always have a celebrity here for that show. And so TMZ will stop by, the Hollywood film bus or
tour bus stops by,
and people just walk in all the time.
And they take out the sidewalk a little bit, and they're taking pictures, and we stop taping, and then the celebrity goes out. He posts it on the Counting Out of Beverly Hills Facebook page so that they know what celebrity is here. So it's kind of like an exciting thing for tourists to do when they're here driving around, getting on the hop on, hop off buses and stuff.
And we don't block off the window. It's a big, giant retail glass window storefront.
So that they can get to enjoy
it. So everybody just can see in.
Yeah.
So if Sharon Stone is in there looking at a dress, everyone could just look in and see her.
Yeah.
Well, all the paparazzis usually, you're always outside or across the street, you know, trying to capture photos. But they know this is exactly. And if you don't want to be seen, as an example, we already know. We'll make sure you're never seen.
Yeah, of course.
Like, there have been a lot of times that we'll make sure you're not
seen. We've had Betty White.
You don't even know they were in here.
We had Betty White here several times, and nobody knew. There's a way to block it off.
TMZ caught it while Betty White was holding her corset in front of TMZ. She's going, but Paul, I don't know if I can get into this.
That was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. And do people come to you for dresses for like a particular occasion, or it's really, you know, is it more, or is it just all across the board? Or do you
I've been here for long. I mean, he brings all our celebrity friends in. Oh my God, every red carpet, there's at least 5 to 8 Polo 2 gowns on the carpet.
Right.
Between the Academy Awards, the Emmy Awards, the Grammy Awards, the SAG Awards, you name it, between nominees and presenters. And then the other people, my clients that are like going to a wedding, or doing a bar mitzvah, having a bridal shower, a baby shower, you name it, I'm doing all of their events.
And it's always been very high fashion, custom couture, evening gown.
I make stuff like this. Yeah. And these are all hand beaded. So I do.
Wow.
And we just started, about a year ago doing more of a different things. Like we're now, he does bow ties. He does the bow tie line because I always wear bow ties.
I do.
So I made him. He used to make me bow ties all the time. So I'm like, why don't we turn this into a line? We started that.
I do 3D t-shirts with one of my celebrity friends.
Ava from Sydney to the Max.
Yeah, she's on Disney. Number one show on Disney, which is Sydney to the Max. And she's Olive. That's her character. And I do an entire t-shirt line. She's got a backpack line now, shoes. She's got headbands. She's got...
And a mask line. We're doing a mask line with her, too.
I mean, only
because... And who is it? Because you, like, broke up for a second.
Ava Kolker from Disney's Sydney to the Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an Indian Disney show. She's 12 years old, and she's, like, all over the place. It's crazy. She was in my fashion show.
And it's really interesting because our next season of Gowning Out in Beverly Hills is going to be live any day on Amazon Prime. And we did an episode about Paul and Ava creating the Ava by Paul SU collection. And that's on the show.
Now, how did the show Gowning Out in Beverly Hills come about, which is on Amazon Prime? Like, how'd you get a show?
I started just picking up my iPhone.
No. This is what he used to say. He was at the office, which is around the corner down the street. And he used to say, oh, what are you doing? Are you at your coffee clutch again? Because all the women would come in. We have champagne. We have tea. We're hanging out. Every Thursday, we knew that everybody in the city would come in, and they're either having a benefit, they're putting together an entire charity event, they're selling tickets for another event. And so they would bring, you know, they would all come together and hang out, right?
A coffee clutch, basically not working.
Oh, what are you doing? Another coffee clutch? Are you even getting any dresses done? Are you even working? I'm like, you know what? We're getting so much done. We're solving so many issues and problems around the city. Are you kidding me? It's between the city council members, the president of Tower Cancer, the one from John Way Cancer Institute. There's so many different, you know, things that we cover.
So all these celebrities would come in. This is how it actually started. And he would do a fitting with them. And they do the craziest stuff during the fitting. They literally do. Like, I think it kind of got in my head. It is. One of the fittings...
Like, what do they do? Like, what's crazy?
Okay, I'll give you an example. I almost killed Betty White in our boutique. I did. I almost killed Betty White. Thank God I did not kill her, but I almost did. She came in for a fitting. She has got this beautiful turquoise gown on that's in
it
pieces.
It wasn't finished yet.
It's in pieces. So Paul's like, and I'm there helping. And I've got my iPhone. I just started videotaping and filming the fittings. Because like we never filmed the fittings before. So
Wait a minute. There are cameras all over the store. So when he used to sit at the office, he used to watch into the store and say, oh, I see. Are you really working? Or are you just talking? You're just hanging out.
And all these celebrities would come in and they would talk to him like he's their therapist or something. And then just hang out with them. And I'm like, are they getting a dress? What are they doing? So Betty White comes in.
Mr. Money over here is like, wait a minute, we got bills to pay.
Let's turn this into a show. So Betty White comes in. She's doing the fitting for her. She's going like this.
No. Okay, so let me
explain. Okay, you explain it.
So I have the ruching, which is all the little pleats all over her bust line.
Yeah.
So I've done the gown, and I've got the skirt. And I was showing her the lace because she wanted some coverage for her arm. So I was showing her the laces, and I said, Betty, just be careful. There's pins all over the bodice. So don't move your arms. And she goes, okay, sweetie. So no problem. So she's standing there. But when the lace fell off her arm, she just reached over and tried to put it back. You know, like every
like normal
person would do it, right? So she does this side, and then she does this side. I'm pinning the skirt. And I'm seeing all these red blotches all over the skirt. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm making the turquoise gown. There's not supposed to be stains, any red. There's nothing red, not even a thread.
Right.
I'm thinking, what happens? I look up at her, and she's like bleeding everywhere.
Everywhere, like, profusely.
I'm
and
like,
then
could you just go to the back and go get some...
He goes, go get some
birds so that we can wipe her down.
Oh, he's like, get bandages. Go get bandages. And her publicist, meanwhile, her assistant and publicist is like, boys, she's on Coumadin. We need to, like, stop the bleeding right away. I'm like, oh, my God. So I run to the back. The only thing I could find was rolls of toilet
to
paper.
Bathroom.
So I start wrapping her arms in toilet paper. And she's standing like this, like she's on a cross with toilet paper things dangling on
her. I had to tell her, I'm like, open your legs, open your arms. I don't want to touch you. The dress. We have a week before this dress has to be on stage.
Yeah. So my brain, after all this happened, I was filming, you know, with us the fitting. I'm like, I need to turn all this craziness that we do into a show. So I started filming more and more fittings on YouTube. We got 10 million views. And then a couple people approached me and said, why don't we turn this into a TV show? I basically am the executive producer and co-creator with Paul. And then we pulled the distributor involved and then got it to Amazon Prime. Season one is up now, 13 episodes. Season two will be out this week.
I mean, Renee Taylor,
yeah.
She gives you stories about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Filing, she tells you things about...
The director, oh, and yeah. Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee, like, died on set, and she was like right there with the gunshot.
And they didn't know he was like, dead. And they didn't know he was dead. So she's talking about all of this on camera.
Things that you would never know, or you would never know to ask, even.
Yeah.
Are on the episodes when they share, because my clients are so warm, they're so loving. They come in, I do 1 minute fitting and 59 minutes of chatting.
Of talking. So that's what. Well, I said we sit to a show.
So we sit down and we talk about it. You know, they tell us the stories, who's sleeping with who, and what's happening, who the tennis player is, where they're going to go to their event next.
And our next season, season two that's coming out, we've got Farrah Abraham in the first episode. You know, everyone always has this connotation about Farrah Abraham, and she's really, really sweet. And she talks to us about when the father of her child died, was in an accident, passed away. So we really got some interesting things for her to talk about that nobody really gets her to talk about. So that's kind of how the idea of the show.
You see the mom side of her, you see the sensitive side of her, you see a whole different personality that you won't even think that, oh, this is what I know of Farrah, but this is really another side, a facet to her.
Exactly.
It's beautiful to see.
Was there ever like a celebrity that came in where you guys were like, holy shit, you know what I mean? Where you're just like, we're completely starstruck?
I don't really get starstruck. It's really weird. You know who I was really starstruck with was Anna Nicole Smith. When I got to meet Anna Nicole, because I had watched her on the Anna Nicole show, and she was so damn crazy. And then when Paul and I first got together, I had come to LA, and Paul's like, well, before we can really do anything, I have to have you come up and meet my best friend, and she needs to approve of you. I'm like, who is this?
And he's like, who the fuck is your best
friend? Who is this bitch? He goes, it's Anna Nicole. I'm like, Anna Nicole Smith? He goes, yeah. So I went up to her house.
I mean, she was just one of the other friends that I had among a lot of friends.
Right.
And she's like, well, you know what? You're very special, Paul. The minute you find somebody, because she was trying to set me up with a bunch of guys, like hairstylists and makeup artists and stuff, and it just wasn't working out.
Yeah.
Because they were a little too, it just never worked out for whatever reason for me. And I'm like, okay, so she goes, whoever you're going to get together with, then I need to meet him. I need to approve. So I had him come to LA, and I'm like, we're going to go up and visit my friend. We're going to go see the friend.
And I think that's who I really became starstruck with. And then we just became the best friends. And I talked to her all the time. I was always on Instant Messenger, you know, AOL Instant Messenger with her back then. And that was one I would say I was really starstruck with. It just became one of my best friends.
But you know what? It's not being starstruck. I'll tell you what it is. When we're working and I'm doing my fitting and I'm doing my gowns and I'm doing the dresses that I'm supposed to be making and I want them to look a specific way for the event that they're going to be at.
Yeah.
I'm focused on the gown that I'm making. And up until the last second when they're walking on that red carpet, I'm like a nervous wreck going, oh my God, I hope she's okay. Like Patricia Darbo, she's on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, and Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah, so she's wearing a gown with a train. She steps back because she's making somebody else's carpet. She falls backwards, breaks her wrist, rushed to the emergency room, puts on a cast, then has to come back to the carpet to finish the event. And she's like, the next time she comes in, she's like, Paul, I can do without a train this time. So it's just I'm focused on what I have to make for them and the way I need them to look, a specific way. I mean, what was her name? The one that wore this gown. I made one for her. Or even I made one like this for the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah, just recently. Yeah, for the Hair Love. They won the Hair Love Academy Award in that gown.
She wore this one. I made that one for her. And she wore
Jennifer Jennings.
Yeah, Jennifer Jennings. I think it was
Jennifer
this Jennings, one.
Jennifer Lilly.
Yes, she's from Hallmark.
Jennifer Lilly. Jennifer Lilly from the Hallmark Channel.
She's from Hallmark.
Wore this gown at the Hollywood Movie Guide Awards.
And this one I made for her, and she got the.
Yeah.
So it's just I
had watched Days of Our Lives all my life with my mom. So mom loved Days of Our Lives. And then we were at the Emmys one year, and I walked up to Patricia Darbo. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I watched Days for years. And then we had just become like the best of friends now. We've known her for like over 10 years. Oh, and she's become 15 years. Yeah. She's been like one of our dearest friends. So we really don't get starstruck. We just become, they become friends with us. It's really bizarre. Every time we see Christina Milian, we'll run up to her and see her at an event.
Here's something. If somebody wants all this information, remember when Paris Hilton had the episode when they like downloaded it from the crowd? His phone is like packed with stuff that you can't even imagine. I don't even want to tell you. It's like under a lock and key.
A lot of celebrities are in my phone.
Well, Paris Hilton is a great one. So
yeah.
Yeah, she was actually going to have, she was actually going to do her,
she was going to do a launch party collection here, and then it got moved to Europe.
Yeah, the number 25 or 26, one of the numbers, she's got like
so many 80 colognes. I can't believe how many she has. Yeah.
So she was going to have one of her launch parties at the boutique, because, I mean, it's right there in the middle of everything, so she was going to do it here, she said,
I mean, you have a great location. I love me some Paris Hilton, obsessed. I've met her a few times. She's amazing. Now,
we saw her at when Kyle had her store up the street from Beverly Hills Housewife. So when she had her store around, because it's one block up and one block the other way, next to Lisa Vanderpump.
And she had a launch party. Yeah. And Paris was there and her sister, Nikki.
Well, Nikki. It was Nikki's person. Yeah, it was Nikki's
launcher purse line.
Then. Yeah. And so we saw her there just recently. Yeah. And then, of course, Kyle was wearing...
Oh, Kyle Richards wore his mask. Everyone loved that mask on Kyle 2 weeks
ago. Oh, I saw that. So we're going to get into the mask. You know,
her mother-in-law is my best friend, too.
Yeah.
Estella.
Dr. Estella Schneider. She's one of our closest friends.
Mauricio's mom.
Yeah.
From Mexican Dynasties. Yeah. That little show called Mexican Dynasties on Bravo. Now, talk to us about Kyle Richards. Let's just start there for a second. Like, how do you guys know Kyle? Like, what has she ever won anything of yours? Like, it just, or did she just start wearing the mask?
Well, we gave her the mask because we're friends with her mother-in-law.
We've known them for.
We've seen Kyle when she was at the store opening, and Nikki launched her purse line there.
But just the last 2 years, she's been traveling so much, doing so many things outside.
Totally.
Nobody's seen her. Does that make sense?
And it does.
I mean, Yeah, and
he just dropped off a bunch of masks to her house a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we just went to the house.
Some glitter ones. So see.
I'm like,
oh wow.
I'm like, we're texting her, going, "It's in your mailbox."
Yeah.
So just go out and get it. We haven't seen anybody for like 4 or 5 months.
No, literally 2 weeks ago we dropped off masks to Ryan Seacrest's house. We sent some to Ellen's house,
Ellen
in Santa Barbara, 3 days ago.
There's nobody here. I'm telling you, the streets are empty.
We're just delivering.
There's nobody anywhere.
Just delivering masks and sending masks. That's our new life. That's our new normal.
We gave some to Bird and Makita from
Bird the bailiff from Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's nobody anywhere. Like, we haven't seen anybody.
Gretchen Rossi, Emily Simpson, the Orange County housewives have our masks. Everybody has them. I was surprised at how many people have them.
They've been calling. They've been dialing ass. They're like, I need one. Send it. I need one. I'll do a drive-by. I'm like, we're closed. We're at home. I'll drive by the house.
So how'd you get the mask to, like, Gretchen or Emily? Did you drive down there or you just shipped them?
No, I sent them.
We mailed
I just texted her and said, I need your address. I got masks
for
you. We
just mailed it. We don't, honestly, as many places as we've been, the crazier thing is, I don't think we've ever met each other at each other's house.
No, because just at events.
They either come to the store, which is like central, so we know, like, we're going to go to dinner up the street, we have an event around the corner,
right?
Or we see each other out. We never have sit-down dinners at the house, like, ever. Yeah.
But like LaToya Jackson,
LaToya.
I was texting LaToya, and she's like, oh, and she just gave, I just dropped one off at her house.
Yeah.
And she posted
like, it.
How is LaToya?
She's a doll. Amazing. Yeah, she's amazing. She was a judge with us last year. We had so much fun. And way back when, I worked for Michael Jackson's production company, Smooth Pictures. I was a casting assistant when I first started my career, like 25, 30 years ago. And I worked for Michael and worked on Moonwalker and a few of his videos.
I can tell you one thing, David. We're allowed to get in the gate, although they don't let me in anywhere. I need like special permits and passes to go through some of these gates. But we went to
Adrian. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're here to see Adrian.
Yeah, we just go
in. So I'm the one driving, right? And they're like, can I see your ID? I give him his ID. Yeah. And they're like, oh, he's on the list. I go, that bitch. Of course he would be on the fucking list. Not me. He's on the list. So we drive through the gate. We go, we drop it off, and then we come back.
I think that it is, though. Even like with Margaret. The way I met Margaret actually was really funny. I've never met her in person. I've only talked to her so many times.
We
text each other back and forth. No, because you never went to New York.
Margaret Joseph from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Nini's been to the store.
Yeah.
Nini's not in New Jersey. No,
she's Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. And we know Bethany Frankel. We've seen her a few times at events.
We saw her at the Emmys.
At the Emmys last year. We were walking out with her. Oh, we got to take a selfie.
Yeah. She walked out and she's like, because I was like walking back and she's like, I didn't get to see you inside. Come here. Yes, you take a picture with me. I'm like, oh my God.
And David, we were the only people at the Emmys last year, the primetime Emmys with the dog. Snow White came with us to the Emmys. So everybody was like, everyone knows Snow White. They know that bitch more than they know us.
Well, Laverne Cox was like, you know what? Really, Paul? I'm like, Laverne.
That was pretty funny.
That's too much shadow on her.
Where'd you guys meet Bethany? Like, did you meet her at the Emmys or you just knew her from?
No, we knew her at an event. Before. At an event before, and then bumped into her at the Emmys.
When she was taping her show, it was here in LA.
Yeah.
When she did her talk show.
The talk show.
Yeah. When she was doing the talk show.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we just make these relationships and become friends with them and maintain the friendship.
Well, let me tell you, their friendship, they all want me because they need a dresser too. Because they're going to.
He's my secret one.
Did you ever?
I'm pimped out every single day.
Did any of the housewives ever wear one of your dresses that you know of to like one of the reunions or you're not sure?
The reunion. I got to think about that one. Because Adrian has
Adrian Malouf. Adrian Malouf did.
Joyce has dresses.
Joyce has worn his dress. Joyce
Drama. We love. Joyce is my buddy. I love Joyce.
Yeah.
We sent Joyce a mask and her kids and her husband.
I'll tell her I talked to you guys today. Yeah. I love my Joyce.
We talk to her all the time.
I love her.
The whole list. Claudia Jordan.
Claudia has my dresses.
So many.
Gretchen
Rossi.
Gretchen.
Um,
It's hard. They change every other day. These bitches come and go all day long, so it's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah. What about being in LA, like, do you know Lisa Vanderpump, Dorit?
Yeah. Well, her restaurant... Yeah, Dorit, yes, and her restaurant's up the street.
Two blocks away, actually.
Via Blanca.
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump has tried to kidnap Snow White on more than one occasion.
That I'm sure of. That I'm sure of.
I think the last time we saw Lisa was really funny. She goes, oh my God, I love her, I love her. She grabs her, she goes, I have to take a photo with her. She's holding her, taking photos. Then she starts walking up. And Paul's like, wait a minute, Lisa, hello, bring Snow White back.
I'm like, Lisa? No, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, if you ever need another, you know, to go to Vanderpump Dogs, you know where to find it.
Exactly. Right at the screen. Right.
Oh, Sheena. Sheena has
Oh, fun. Yeah. Sheena Shea.
Just because you said Vanderpump, now I'm thinking another direction.
Oh, Sheena wore our masks. Her boyfriend, Brock. James Kennedy did.
James.
Yeah.
Sheena's been on the show.
Lance Bass. Did he get his?
No, we didn't send it. Yeah. No, we need to. Just Lance and Mike.
How did the mask come about? I mean, you know, now that we're in quarantine, like, how did you pivot and say, well, the dresses are, I mean, because the dresses pretty much went on hold, right? With everything going on in the world.
Every single event that I had.
We had 12 events scheduled
within like a 2 month period. And every single one between the charity events where they were raising over $1 million, like I know Donna Rosen, who's the president of Tower Cancer, and she raised over $1 million just for the dinner that they were going to be hosting.
Legacy Ladies, they were supposed to wear your gown.
It's so many events.
And right? Weddings, we had so many weddings and red carpet events.
They all got canceled. They all got postponed. And everybody was concerned about how they were going to sit around a table, a room full of people. And if one person would cough, you don't know. And if you're asymptomatic, and we don't even know all the details about the virus itself. So they got really, really nervous. And of course, they have big, you know, doctors on their boards who are giving them the direction and the license to be able to know what this is, what is happening. So it's not just news information that you're absorbing for you to be able to base your decisions off of.
But it all started because we were at home, because we were quarantined. And he has...
Well, every time they would call me and cancel another event,
right,
I'd be more depressed. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I cannot watch. And all I did was watch our TV show. I swear to God, I
watched it.
Well, in between, I'm like...
Well, that's always good when you just decide to watch yourself on TV.
He's like, what are you... I said, well, people to know that I'm still watching myself on TV. I'm like, what can I do better next time? What did I, you know?
But we have a garage full of all these beautiful international fabrics, because he gets fabrics from France and Italy and Spain and all like over the world.
Mosaics.
And all these fabrics are just sitting in our garage. And so the first couple of days, I'm like, let's just clean out, just clean the house up, organize, you know, do what everybody was doing during the virus in the beginning.
Okay, and then, so... Okay, but here's what really triggered it. So I made one or two prototypes for a few friends. And yeah. I'm like, I don't even know how to cut this. But okay, I'm entertaining myself on the countertop in the kitchen, right? I'm like, oh, let me do this.
Because I can't just sit here and do nothing.
All I was doing is I was in the kitchen. I wouldn't get out of the kitchen. I was making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I was getting, like, I'm like, oh my God, this has to change, right? And I can't go work out. I'm walking the streets in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, look, babe, there's some lemon trees. We've got to steal some lemons.
We live in the hills. We never even knew our neighbors. And then we're like jogging, and now we get to met our neighbors.
Okay, so I get a call from the White House. That was the real thing that happened.
Yeah.
I get a call from the White House going, can you do the American flag? I said, this is real. Like, they really want, like, we want masks? Seriously? I'm like, but nobody's open. I don't have any American flags. Right. So
he took bathing suit material.
Ingenuity came on, and here is
this Italian lycra, and we sent them to the White House. Then they wore them on Fox News and CNN. Yeah,
everybody at the White House.
Everyone was wearing them.
Who'd you send them to at the who was wearing them at the White House?
Well, I sent it to Trump, Barron, and Melania.
Yeah, they haven't worn them.
And they have this one too.
Yeah.
Because it says Liberty and stuff. And then I send it to Pence, so all of the Pence family has it. And then the press room, all the staff in the press room
have all the masks, and they're wearing them.
Because they were doing all their interviews.
Right.
So how do you decide who, so like you go down, okay, you sent it to Kyle, you sent it to Emily Simpson, like Lance Bass. How do you decide who to, you sent it to Margaret Josephs, my BFF. How do you decide who to send these?
It's not a decision.
It's just these all our friends. Our friends that we want to make sure. Everybody. Yeah, our friends.
Your next day, babe, you're getting one too.
Seriously.
We make sure our friends are taken care of. We sent to Kim Whitley last week.
That's the only reason why I started. That's why I'm like, oh my God, we really just have to like take care of our friends.
Yep.
I'm not doing anything. What else can I do to contribute?
Victoria
started donating them to the hospital.
And then the hospitals and the medical workers. And then we're like, okay, we need to donate. We need to make them for the homeless because nobody is recognizing the homeless need to be taken care of in this situation. So we started making them for the homeless shelters.
It just, you know what it was? It was just, it gave me a purpose during coronavirus, not to be able to just listen to the news, not to be able to just realize that it's so doom and gloom out there.
Yeah.
And be able, and to think that if we don't contribute, if we don't help, and if we don't offer what we're good at or what we're capable of doing at a time like this, then what are we really good for? I mean, people are just going to pay me top dollar and come in and buy a gown and we're friends that way. I said, there's more to life than that. There's a friendship. There's an intimacy. There's things that we share with each other. And this is something that's going to go down in the history books.
And then
I want to make sure I'm a part. See, I'm a part of every single happy event that people have in their life. They're walking the red carpet. If it's a moment that they got the Academy Award, if it's a moment that they got the Emmys, whatever it is, or their wedding, right? I made the wedding gown. They're walking down their rose petal covered drape all the way up to the altar. I said, how can I be a part of their lives at a time like this and be able to at least give them some support and uplift them?
So the mask was the perfect thing. And then we started selling them. And then we came up with, well, you buy one, we'll donate one to either a medical worker or an essential worker or a homeless shelter.
He was getting messages on DM, you know, like the Vons worker and the Albertsons worker.
Yeah.
They're like doing selfies at the cash register going, can I get a mask? Yeah. I'm like, yes. Who's in your team? 10. Great. I'm sending it out to you tomorrow.
And then our celebrity friends started wearing them and everybody loved them. And the rest just became natural at what he does. He does a gown. Or when he does something with his brand, everybody loves his gowns. They just do.
I've donated more than I've sold, and I'm so happy to say that I've got more to donate. And if somebody's out there that we didn't really donate to, or we don't know you, or, you know, for whatever reason, call us. Call David.
You need David to set. Call me. You need. I'll hook it up. You need to send one to Bethany Frankel next, I think, if you haven't already.
I messaged her on DM. She needs me back so I can send it to her.
Tamara and what was the other one?
Vicky.
No.
Oh, Kelly Dodd.
Kelly Dodd. Oh, Kelly has. Kelly
oh, yeah, has we sent too. Kelly a mask last week.
I forgot Kelly.
And Kelly has gotten into some hot water recently with Corona. I mean, I'm not just, she's made some comments, but we'll see where that all nets itself out.
Yeah. She's great. We were actually on one of the Orange County episodes.
Last year we were on an episode of Orange County Housewives with Orange County Fashion Week.
Yeah. When
we filmed with them.
Where Bronwyn and her. Oh, right. The episode
of Orange County Fashion Week and celebrity judges and
for celebrity cruises.
And all the Orange County Housewives were there and we filmed with them.
Yeah.
Right, that was the episode where Bronwyn and her mother, they got that woman.
Yeah.
Do you know Bronwyn or Vicky?
Yeah. We know Vicky, we know Bronwyn, we know Tamara, we know Kelly, we know
the other one. Emily. I talked to Emily.
Gina.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up, I'm telling you.
Oh, I keep up.
You know one thing, we're talking about homophobia and LGBT community. Paul and I were just asked to be celebrity brand ambassadors by Madam K. I don't know if you know Madam K. She's Kayla. She's the Kayla Methman. She is the KFC heiress.
Yeah.
So she asked Paul and I to come on as celebrity brand ambassadors for her new foundation called PLUR. PLUR. It stands for Peace, Love, Unity, and Respect. And they have partnered with Disney's Fountain of Colors. And the celebrity
that's great.
So we're bringing attention, and her she's pledging $1 million and pledging to hire and employ LGBTQIA individuals that are affected by the pandemic, and Paul and I are ambassadors bringing attention to the
cause. We've been great LGB. It's hard to explain. We're such advocates,
yeah,
because we've also done a TV show for Lifetime.
Did you see the show we did last year, David, for Lifetime Television?
No.
Living with the Enemy. It was two gay men, us, living with a African-American, Republican, single, divorced woman who hates gay people. We had to live with her for a week in her house.
Where was that?
And she had the audacity to ask me what my thread count was. You should have seen her house. Oh my God, I got sick. I couldn't even tape there anymore. It was disgusting.
I've never even heard of the show. I mean, it's kind of like Wife Swap, but
sort of. Yeah, I guess
it's on Lifetime. If you go on Lifetime's app and Google it, you'll find it.
Living really with the Enemy.
But that was very interesting, and we were able to then bring awareness to LGBTQIA. You know, marriage and inequality.
And next month is, hello, it's Pride Month.
Gay Pride.
So, although it doesn't seem like Gay Pride.
I know.
Oh, trust me, it's going to be. I have masks with the Gay Pride.
It's a heart.
All over.
Yeah, they're really
nice. That's good.
We sent one to Ellen, actually.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that, like, you're just dying to dress? Like, who's on, like, your wish list? Like, a couple of people.
Oh, yeah, who's on my wish list?
Yeah.
Margaret Joseph.
You could easily dress Margaret. Like, you could easily.
You should see her mask. The one I made for her is custom. Nobody else has it.
Yep.
I did the leopard with the French red lace sequins with, like, three-dimensional flowers I put on the one side.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm speaking to her tomorrow. I'm going to make her show me the mask on Zoom.
Emma Roberts. You know what? Emma Roberts.
We know
Emma's father, Eric and Eliza. We know them quite well. We sent them masks last week and sent them a mask.
Oh my God, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. So Emma Roberts is, for me, a wish list for him to make a gown for, because she's really so beautiful. She's so fun. And I think she would rock a gown with
this. You know what, David? I realized one thing. When you're being attacked by so many different people, and you get to see what life really is.
Right.
When we're such a full, loving, caring, and beautiful environment that we live in, whether it's our friends, whether it's our clients, whether it's our relationship, whether it's our family extensions, then we get to realize what a beautiful and blessed life we both have. And if one person wants to take us down, that's really, it's like—
They can't.
It's like nothing. They can't. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The more people...
You know he was assaulted last year at the fashion show? Did you know about that?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Speaking of attack, I mean, you were the victim of a hate crime, right?
Yeah. And they arrested him 2 days ago.
On Friday.
On Friday, actually.
On Friday, they
finally arrested him. He was only in jail for like 4 hours and bailed out.
Yeah. It took all this time?
Yep.
And they bailed them out. Well, for a while, they couldn't even go because of the virus.
Yep.
And so now they caught him. Now they put him in jail. Now he's booked. And then he's able to get bailed out. His bail is $100,000. He got bailed out and he has to go back to court and stuff like that. But we have a restraining order.
So it happens. It happened like back. So it was backstage at a fashion show.
It was my fashion show. We had over 550 people. And see, look at the love. When you have over 550 people, standing room only in the church in downtown LA, front row is packed with everybody.
Let me tell you,
George Tillman.
Abby Lee Miller took the train. Abby Lee Miller took the train and wheeled her wheelchair to the church to sit front row to support us.
I love her. And all the other people that were there. We had over, 420 celebrities, it seemed like.
Lots.
Front two rows were packed.
Carolyn Hennessy
was
Kate
there.
Linder from the soap.
Like, there's just so many.
Yeah.
I mean, George Tillman.
Tonya Banks from Little Women. She was there.
We had a bunch. Everybody was there. And so when you see that kind of love and support to two guys that are just doing what they love, hanging out, doing what it is that they're passionate about, helping other people. So you want to come at me? Go for it.
And I think people, I think some people get jealous about that and come after. And
completely.
And they have been, we've been a target in the past and from that.
But you know what?
I've had situations where, like, listen, people are just sometimes jealous of someone else's success. Is that true? And like, I'm the same way. Like, the more you come at me, just come at me, because it literally will motivate me. Even like, I'll work 13 times harder that day after you come at me. It's like, that's all the motivation.
You know what, David? When you said about, when you brought up about 2017 and we told you about it, I'll tell you something. Anna Nicole, who's my best friend, told me before she died so many years ago. She said, just tell you that no matter, one thing you need to remember is the more successful that you get, the more people are going to try and come after you and try and bring you down.
Right.
And I always heed those words of wisdom from her. Always.
But you know what? The more interesting part about that is, I just, about the family situation as an example.
Yeah.
People like to say, oh, they're jealous of me and this and that, but the truth still remains. Those my family members, not my parents, because my parents respected me. They cared and extended love to me, because that's what I hold very dear to my heart. They loved me, respected me as their child. Didn't approve, maybe, of me being gay, but
they respected.
But it still respected me as a human.
Right.
But if you look at the example of what they showcase, my brother's also was in a lawsuit in the federal court. How come you guys don't talk about that?
Right.
Talk about that. It's public knowledge.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like handicapped people.
Yeah.
But because we're celebrity and because we do so much, they come after us. For things that people want to talk about that's not even real. What I'm telling you about is fact. It's documented in the court.
Right.
It's court papers. You can't find anything on me in court. You can't find it on him in court. People can say whatever they want. That's not valid. And you, they're left out.
And you know, David, we are, Paul and I are so charitable. 2 years ago, we did a big a drive. Actually, Joyce was at the drive with us.
Yeah.
We did two things. We did a charity event with Joyce Girard called Presents for Puerto Rico, where we raised $100,000 in toys and presents for Christmas for the kids affected in Puerto Rico after the hurricane. And then we also did a clothing drive with Fashion 88, where we did over $150,000
of clothes.
Of clothing, with all our celebrity friends, came to the event, brought their, you know, emptied their closets, and we brought like Prada and Gucci and
oh my God, David, you want to come shopping then? When we were packing that up in the boxes, they all had tags on it. They're like, Paul, I hope it's okay. I've never worn it, but it's like two seasons old.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay.
Right? Only in Beverly Hills, right? Only in Beverly Hills, right?
Right.
But it was so much fun.
But those are the types of things that we do. A week ago, NBC News did a story on us about the masks that we made for the homeless shelter.
I saw
Apparel News. He did Apparel News 2 days ago.
See, here's the other thing, David. If you really think about it, the news loves us so much, and they respect us so much, because they know our integrity, they know our honesty, they understand our transparency. I'm in the middle of freaking Beverly Hills. You can't, I mean, you can't get any more transparent than where I am. It's like everybody, the who's who is here.
True.
They walk through our doors. We can't bullshit. That's just not how our life works.
That's true.
There's just no way you can do that. There's nowhere to hide, let me tell you.
We're open book.
And Channel 9, Christine Devine, you name it, Pat Harvey, all of them, they were all at the front door. They were so concerned about how things happened to me. How I eaten up. They were actually at the fashion show covering the show.
And do you know? And do you know that we put our show? Have you seen our show? Down and
Yeah,
out?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see how we always film it in the boutique on season one. Season two, we go out of the boutique and we film us in more of our private lives and going out to different events. And we did the fashion show where he launched the Ava by Paula 2 line. That's the same same fashion show that he got assaulted and beat up at in the hate crime. And we included that in the next season of Gown and Out, which I was really like, as a producer, because I'm a producer of the show too, I'm kind of wrestling with, should I put this in? Should I not put this in? And at the end, I decided I needed to include this because I can't just do the happy, we launched the fashion show went great, and everybody knows, because it was in the news, that he got assaulted and attacked. So we decided to include that in the next season. And I remember when I watched that episode, I was in tears when I saw the final cut. He hasn't even seen the final cut.
I haven't seen the final, but when I saw, you know, the rough that they showed me, I mean, it took me 2 days to watch the one episode. And it's only 22 minutes, so it only takes...
It's quick.
And it took me 2 days to watch it, because what I got to see, besides having to relive those moments, I got to really see what happened and more of the depth of how other things were happening alongside when, you know, the attack had occurred that I wasn't even aware of at all.
And was it truly a hate crime? Because then, or was it also that girl, what did I read? That girl's father was upset that she wasn't in the show. Was that part of it? Or no, it was just a true hate crime? Or it was related?
I don't do kids' clothes. My clothes are all adult clothes.
Right.
And the only thing I had was the Ava line. And Ava picked all the models.
She had all her celebrity friends that were modeling.
Who happened to be all of the Disney, Nickelodeon, and Musketeers, it seems like.
Right.
They were all on TV shows for Disney.
Right.
And because they were on the Disney shows, it was a better idea for them to support her friend on the journey that she's on instead of getting models.
Yes.
So when this guy had first initially came in to the boutique to do a, when we were having
for the casting, he came in.
He brought his daughter with him, and you know, how do you turn away a 9-year-old? We're like, okay. He's like, oh, can she walk at least just for you, just to see, because she wants to be a model one day. I'm like, okay, so let her walk. So she did, and we're like, thank you, bye bye.
But
and
he didn't.
She linked, and he but
he didn't. But he didn't like him. We did not like the guy from the very beginning.
There was something odd
when I looked at him.
He kept focusing on me and looking at me. And
when I looked at him, he had this hate in his eye. Did not, and so I know it's a gay thing. And then to listen to him say effing fag and just beating at the show, then I knew for sure that's what it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's. That's
well, the district attorney, if I'm such a bad person, right, David, is from whatever 2017,
you're not a bad person.
The district attorney.
You're never going to let me live down that I brought that up, are you?
And I'm going to tell you why, because it doesn't identify our life. Yeah. If you look at 4,000 pages, and it's kind of insulting if somebody even mentions it now, because out of the 4,000 pages of the immense philanthropy work that we've done, the associations that we have, the relationships that we've built, the towers that we're a part of, whatever one person, one word, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not even validated because it's not real. They're just words. There's no follow-up to it. There's nothing, right? There's nothing. The district attorney's office has filed a case, and it's you don't have to Google it. Go to the court papers. The district attorney's office has deemed it to be a hate crime and what was it, an assault and battery? Because this person was also in jail prior, has a history of either doing this or had been in prison before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a legitimate and accurate portrayal as to what had happened.
Right.
And the district attorney was not going to prosecute him if it wasn't real. Get it?
That makes sense, yeah. I think there's
documentation that proves it.
I was going to say, I think it's good that all that's in the show. Are you excited for the next season?
Oh my God.
The next season, we just get to get out of the boutique and do more with us and things that we're doing.
He's submitting it for a daytime Emmy.
I did, and you know that season one just got nominated for reality TV 2020 as best digital series.
We're up against the Beverly Hills Housewives.
The after show.
Yeah, the after show or something with Andy. I'm like, bitches, we're gonna take it. I'm gonna take that home.
Yeah.
This is a tough one for me. This is a tough one. But that's a great show to be up against. I mean.
Yeah. No, it's not. They're a bunch of bitches.
That's great that, you know, Well, when this is over, I will be in the OC in LA area. We need to get together for drinks, unless you come to New York first, which I don't think you're going to. Nobody wants to come to New York anymore.
No, we're not flying.
We haven't gone anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
I was just telling him we were in India in January, and now we're like just stuck here in California.
I know. I've canceled all my plans. Hopefully.
I don't know what to do with them. He's like, we would have been in this country now. Look at the place where we're going to stay. Oh, look, we were going to be in this country now. Look at where we're. I'm like, oh my God, could you keep this up for a little while?
Well, all
I need to make masks.
All last year, we were filming a new travel show where we would go out of the country every month for a week and kind of take you to the off-beaten trail hotspots and tell you about things about that country that nobody knows. So that's kind of the show that we're working on now in post, but we filmed it last year.
I may take my clothes off.
Go for it. I mean, maybe you'll continue if that show gets picked up. By the time the second season comes around, we'll be traveling again in the world and everything will be.
You know what? I wish nothing but the best for everybody to be able to get back to a new they feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
To be able to at least get educated enough to know what's right, what's wrong, and what is real that they could apply to their life.
Yeah.
And see how they can move forward with it, because nobody wants to stay home. But no. I'll tell you one more thing, David, and I know you're going to love this one.
Tell me.
I don't even know what he's going to say.
Seriously, tell me.
Well, because we're such advocates, right? And we do so many different charity events and philanthropy work in one half. For the last 3 years with Legacy Ladies, what I was doing is I was helping the inner city kids at the high school level, being able to see that there's more to life than just what you see in the classroom and what your community can show.
Are you talking about Schoolhouse to the White House?
Yeah.
So we
had the Schoolhouse to the White House.
Another program. Charity we do.
And then, but since then, they had approached me, LA Unified School District, which is one of the biggest school districts in America, right? And they had approached me and said, well, we want you to be able to take this further and do more. So I've now put an entire fashion pathway together. I have 6 credentials from the state of California, yeah. Which let's talk about that. 6 credentials from the state of California, which is huge.
Teaching credentials. I have 0.
I have 0.
And I'm now opening an entire fashion pathway at Fairfax High School, so when you come into high school, you get 4 years, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. By the time you graduate at 12th grade, you should be able to apply for a job and have a career.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is develop, which I've done, it's all finished. I'm going to do July, where we're going to be able to have the curriculum for 2 years, where if you stay with the curriculum, you can actually apply for a position. And
I think it's great. He loves working with kids. So that's great.
Isn't that going to be fun?
Me, I have no patience. I cannot work with high school kids.
I personally will stick to adults myself. That's just me. But that is amazing.
They're amazing, though. Oh. The impression you leave on them, the twinkle in their eye that just glows when they find out that you play volleyball with Justin Bieber. And you know, you're here, you're there, you're on the red carpet.
He loves it. He loves it.
Justin Bieber I like, but the rest of it you can have. Justin Bieber, I see nothing wrong with. Now
he decided he's now going to turn that into a TV show.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
Wow. Now, where can we all find you? And is there anything you want to say before we go? Anything you feel like we haven't covered? I'd like to give people a chance at the end to wrap everything up if they feel like we haven't covered something.
No, we've covered everything, right?
Your masks.
Yes. Talk to us. Where can we find you online? Where can we get these masks? Wait, you know what? I was going to say, let me do some screenshots. You could keep your mask on. Look at your camera.
Oh, should I put one on too?
You want to put one on too? You don't have to.
I do.
You have the same one on that Kyle has worn.
Oh, yeah.
That looks amazing.
We have different ones. If you think this is Republican, I have a blue one for Democrat.
Yeah.
But that is not why I made it.
I just think it's red with stars. I would never think anything political.
That's what we made it.
And that's the one that Kyle Richards wears. So where can we find you? Where can we find the TV show? Tell us everything.
Yep. So you can get the masks at shop.paulatu.com. And it's you buy one and we donate one to workers, medical, homeless, anybody.
The hospital.
Yep.
I'll send you a list of all the hospitals that they're, you know, they have these masks.
Send me a list for real.
We will. Yeah. We will. My social media, it's Patrick, T-R-I-K, S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Paul's is?
P-O-L-A-T-T-E-U. I'm the simple boy from Beverly Hills.
Snow White is Snow White 90210.
I need to follow Snow White. I follow all the rest of, but I'm going to have to start. As soon as we get off this, I'm going to follow Snow White. So.
And then our TV show is Gown and Out in Beverly Hills. Season 1 is now streaming Amazon Prime Video, and season 2 should be up any day.
And it's a great show. Everyone needs to check it out. You guys need to come back on. You need to be returning guests. You are so fun. And when I do come there, which I am going to come there, I'm coming to LA in 2020. I'm just letting you know. We're going
to
have drinks.
You have to, right?
Good. I'm coming.
We have 6 more months, David. That's no big deal. Isn't there a train that can bring you out here, if nothing else?
I'm going to be taking a plane.
Wait, you know what? Why don't you tell Melania, get on the private, it comes through all the time.
Let me get right on that. But exactly. I will be there. We'll hang out. We'll have drinks. It'll be fun. You guys will come back on. It was great. And everyone needs to watch Gown and Out in Beverly Hills. It's amazing. So
you were great. We had fun. Thank you.
I had fun too. Love you both. And we'll be in touch. Keep in touch.
Yes.
Bye.
I'll send you a mask as soon as we get off.
Send me a mask. One. Really. I need one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.